Hey there, AfterBuzzers. It's Shades of Blue, Season 3, Episode number 4, A Walking Shadow. Does Saul's obsession continue? Is Harley really trying to take down the intelligence unit? And did Wozniak make the right move with Colin Wallace back in? All that, stay tuned right here.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz
begin. Hey.
This is a perfect song.
Really?
I remember talking about this. That used to be one of my old ringtones.
It did.
When I had the Virgin Mobile. I'm team iPhone now.
Was it when people called in and you know you had the ringers?
Oh, the ring bag.
The ring bag. Yeah.
My mom didn't let me buy that on the plane.
Where's the millionaire now? What's he doing? Like, I haven't heard anything new from him.
I think business.
Yeah. He's actually still making money.
Shout out to you, Chameleonaire.
Yeah. I think business stuff. Yeah. Well, we got so much to talk about. There was so much that went on. So I'm Monique Loveless, and I have my ladies to my left.
What's up, everyone? I'm Felicia Michelle.
Hey, I'm Jazzy. Thanks for tuning in. And I am Tequila. We have a full house finally.
Woo! Full house. Of
I know, right? Hey.
I think this is my first panel with like all four people.
Mine too, actually. Yeah. This is my first of all ladies. So,
hey, hey,
to the ladies.
Girl power.
Ladies in the house.
Right. So much happened this episode. Let me get your ladies the thoughts that you were thinking while you were watching this.
All hell's about to break loose.
Yeah,
and I don't know if we have enough. I don't know if we have enough episodes for this season. I think we might need a 3.5 just to catch up and actually close everything. But yeah. I'm excited and I can't wait to see what happens.
It was intense. No, seriously, I was like, wait, what? Everywhere was just everything. But I'm really, really happy the fact that it started off straight off with Saul's perspective. Now we get to see what he was thinking throughout the whole process. Mm. The fact that it took it back, I'm like, okay, now it's getting good. Now we get into the juicy part.
Yeah, no, you're right. So there's a couple parts I was like, I have to rewind and watch it again. Because I was like, did that just happen? Mm-hmm. Did it really happen? Like,
right.
Oh, my goodness.
Right.
But you know, I was here for my Boo Loman. Every week, I'm here for you.
Loman, here she goes.
Yes. Oh, man, I can't believe you like
and
him like that.
He's probably watching, so yes.
Oh, hey. Shout out. Right, shout out. We're going to start with, it starts with Saul, basically showing his flashback where he went to what happened, the 911 call, him burning it down. And then going to Mexico, but actually visiting Harley in the hospital first. What did you guys think of everything Saul did before he arrived back to this obsession of Harley in New York?
Well, when you bring that up, that kind of started me a little bit. I don't know about you ladies, but I was like kind of scared because my thing, when I'm sleeping, who's walking up on me? I was like, wait, what?
Especially in the hospital.
And yes, she was out of it.
She's
yeah.
on her meds. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So you don't have no control and barely even remembering of what happened or who was there. So
right.
Just that peek of her, open her eyes. She's seen flashes of him, but you're so...
Like out of
dumped
it.
Up,
yeah.
Like, medication.
Right,
you don't know
if it's a dream or if it's really true.
Exactly.
But clearly, doing the flashback with him, it was true. He was there
the
that
whole
was,
time.
And right. made my skin crawl. He's so creepy.
He's so creepy.
No, he
is
creepy.
No, real life.
No, he has to be beyond. There's a word past creepy. There,
can we figure out what
and
that
whatever
is?
Whatever that word is. If y'all know
Tell
the word
out
past
out the
creepy,
comments,
put it in the comments. Yes.
Yeah. He is a super weirdo. And I just. Even when he tried to blame Harley for his obsession, it was just kind of like, oh my gosh. But clearly he's back now.
Right.
It's yes. not just in her head. And he comes back with obviously a strategy because he has reached out to Cole. Yep. He had an agenda. Definitely had an agenda. He reached out to Cole, which is the intelligence unit officer that I've been saying that Harley's going to get with, right? Y'all agree with me now, right?
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Maybe.
I guess we can get into
we'll
that
see.
During predictions.
Yeah.
But he reaches out to her and then he goes back to Gina, which is the girl who was acting.
Yeah,
the hooker that was pretending to be Harley for him. What do you guys think about her and what she kind of like did and letting him back in?
I think she's trying to stay alive.
I think so, too.
Really?
I think she's going to do what she needs to do because she knows he's crazy. He had the audacity to say that Harley is a narcissistic psychopath. It takes one to know one.
Exactly.
And so she knows how much he put her through. And even when she was living with Harley, she's seen... the real Harley, right? Exactly. Yeah. But then also the effects, and I feel like she's seen herself in her. That's part of the reason why she wanted to play dress up and act as mom, washing Christina's clothes and all of that. But I feel like she does what he says. As we see, he calls in and lies on Harley and switches her story. But she's gonna reach out to Harley in some manner. She's going to help bring him down. Yeah. I think so.
Because what else could she do in the moment? Like, a psychopath is in your face who has gotten to you before. What else can you do? Like, no, I'm going to stand up to you this time. Like,
I actually was rooting for that. I was okay. When she's walking over to the tequila, I was like, okay, she's going to grab the bottle and she's going to hit his head with it. I was just hoping for some excitement. But clearly, she's just so scared.
I thought it was going to be drugged. I thought poison.
I think she did too. She did.
I thought it was going to be poison too. But honestly, the way she was smiling at him when they had that conversation, I kind of think that she's a little obsessed with him or how he feels about her because he pictures her as Harley. So I kind of think it's a little psychopathic of her. I think that she actually kind of likes it.
I think Gina is completely confused. She's out of her. She doesn't know what to expect. And so, right, as you were saying, Felicia, earlier, she just wants to stay alive. I think she has no recollection. And she doesn't know.
Really?
Because I think that when she was hanging out with Harley, she had like a soft side for her. And now that after pretending to be her and getting to know Stahl, I think she's just really confused. She doesn't know what side to go, and it's really sad to witness because she actually doesn't have no identity for herself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so she doesn't like. Very true. So it's just all over the place.
Right. I personally didn't get that vibe. I got the vibe that she kind of likes it. Like she enjoys it. She enjoys the attention. There's a disease called whatever.
Narcissism.
Narcissism. No, it's when somebody does stuff to get attention. You know how they like have the people who like poison their kids or something like that.
Yes. When they poison their kids.
I think she likes the attention, and however it comes, she don't mind it. Cause there's no way. I don't care if I'm trying to save my life. I'm not going to be smiling in your face with a big cheese like
she's
I'm happy.
She's a professional, though. And in her line of work, I will say that I could only assume that she knows how to please people, and that's what she does. So pleasing someone is not just in their loins sometimes, in your action and your interaction with them. And so I'm trying to say it in the most Christian way possible. She's trying to cover herself, and she knows how to be a pleaser. That's why she might have washed Christina's clothes or done those types of things to please somebody, because if she doesn't have anything to offer them, she kind of maybe doesn't think she's worthy of their time, their energy.
Exactly.
She didn't want to be
left. She has multiple mental issues, y'all.
And if she flipped it and was mean or outraged, Stahl's going to abuse her. He's going to physically abuse her anyway. So the best way for her to do it was to act surprised, to be pleasing towards him and whatever he asked her to do it.
I hope she's not crazy, though.
What did y'all think about her changing her story with the FBI? You think they're going to, like, believe it?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Too fast.
I know, right?
I feel like as the FBI...
That story was believable.
I don't know. I feel like as the FBI, you have to kind of be biased. So you need to view both standpoints. You need to view her first story and the story that she's telling now.
I mean, they're definitely going to run through it, I'm sure. But, I mean, think about it. For the longest time, she probably kept hounding them like, where's Stahl? I know he's alive. He's this, he's that. So she's kind of like pressing them. And maybe that could be, in their eyes, a way to cover her tracks. So, I mean,
the whole you killed him narrative thing that they're trying to say. Yeah. Okay.
I think, they're definitely going to believe that. I thought it was believable.
She's not reliable, and they think Harley's already crazy, and they tried to convince Harley that the last time they got a hit on him, he was out the country or somewhere.
Mm-hmm. He was in Mexico.
He was on his way to Mexico.
Okay, he was in Mexico, and he's not in New York, and so I don't think they're going to take her seriously at all. So, yeah, I think they're going to believe her side of the story, that maybe she was just trying to help Harley because she was just nervous and scared of Harley. Mm-hmm. And that was it.
So he ruined her witness. So even if they believe it or not, your witness is ruined once you've lied or recanted. It's done.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. That's weird. Like, I guess we'll see what happens. But
he's
speaking
a
about
weird guy.
He is. He's just weird, like, altogether. He was weird even in season one and two when he started coming for her anyway. But speaking of.
Oh, hey, what's up, After Buzzers? So here at our network, no network works harder to bring you after shows for all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, to sci-fi. There's more there. So we do everything we can to serve television fans, but we do need your help. So we're asking that you please subscribe to one or more you can subscribe to more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our YouTube channel, it suggests content that's tailor-made for you here at AfterBuzz, and it'll help you have a better AfterBuzz experience and help our growth as well. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, do not worry. They're optional, so hit the subscribe button right now, like now, for this channel, and check out all of our other after show channels as well, and let us know you did in the comments, and we'll definitely shout you out on air. Listen, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys being the best fans and helping us become and still be the ESPN of TV talk. Definitely. Thank you. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all was feeling it?
Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah, that was good. I'm going to go
subscribe. Yeah, subscribe right now. Put in the comments. Thank
right
you.
Now.
Love you.
Right. We do. Thank you, fans. We do really love you. Speaking of, so we're going into Harley, and she's now trying to take down the intelligence unit all on her own.
Well, with the help of Loman, but I think it's a
death all on her own. Like, yes.
I think it's a death mission for the both of them. We see how... We think Waz is crazy.
Waz
but
is
Captain
crazy.
Ramsey is above crazy. Whatever that is up there, that's Captain Ramsey.
He's
and
an
when
evil
you
genius.
Can threaten somebody's child to that person's face, he has no bars hold. Like, he doesn't care at all. So I think whatever they find out and whatever the intelligence unit is up to and what they're doing, I'm sure Loman and Harley are going to find out,
mm-hmm.
but it also is going to happen to start to hurt their families, hurt their jobs, and see what else is going to come out of that. So I'm scared for them, honestly.
But didn't they start with Loman already? I feel like it was kind of like a, this is what we can do. Look at what we can do. I can make this happen. Like, there's a gun I can connect to all these different things, and the ballistics I can connect to all these different things. And he had never seen that weapon in his life. Right.
Well, I feel like it really started when they killed Navo. Like, they were warning her, stop playing with us. Like, Ramsey was like, you didn't do what I told you to do, so now this is what happens to each and every one of you if you guys cross me. So I'm feeling like, you know, Harley wants to be the good cop. So now she's trying to be more like a Loman, and that's why I think they're teaming up more now.
I like that whole dynamic, though.
For her and Loman.
Yeah. I like the fact they didn't step down. Even though, like you mentioned before, it is like a death mission for them because they're stepping out of their own fate, if you think about it. But it seemed like they kind of come to senses where they want to choose a side, and they want to have a good side. Even though Christina is still here, I think that Harley feels as if she has nothing else to live anymore. Like, she's not going to have peace. She's not going to sleep at night until she gets her revenge, until she gets her justice. So I'm right looking forward to see how this all spins around. I don't knock Harley and Loman at all for going for the good side.
So the thing with I'll take it back to when you were talking about Navo and them killing him. My thing is, like, that's kind of seems like to make an isolated incident because she didn't do one directive of that. But the instance where they have the ballistics there and the gun and saying that connecting it to Loman, I feel like that is a message of what can happen, and that's a message of that. And because Loman tried to talk to the Caesar's dad, and then we saw in this episode his dad was dead, so it was like, yeah, you tried, but you didn't do a good enough job, and this is what we can do, so make sure you stay in your lane. Like, it's just like they're sending these clear messages. Hers was a consequence because somebody was killed. His was a message to let you know to stay in line,
a warning,
especially after they already tried to recruit him at that diner and he wasn't feeling it. So now they know, okay, so you're not going to flip on your team. Who am I coming for now?
But will this kind of interrupt the dynamic that Waz is trying to bring them back together, which is something you say you had saw on Twitter, like a quote about them coming together as a team instead of trying to work against each other.
Yeah, there was someone that commented on Twitter last night for the show, and they said the only way Waz's team will take down Ramsey and his whole team down is if they follow one order and work as a team. So Jennifer Lopez herself, she actually recommended and is like, yep, you're very smart about that. Instead of doing things separately, like, so Waz has his own plan, and then Harley has her own plan with Loman, and then everyone else is just working as, like, pairs instead of working as, like, you know, collective items. So if they come together as a unit, as they are already, then they should be able to take down Ramsey all in one time.
That's for sure. And we saw that this episode, that them working apart and on their own separate things
is just causing more trouble.
It's not for the greater good of everyone in the group. It's not
right.
For the good.
Do you think there will be consequences for them going and messing with the domestic violence? They interrupted the domestic violence call. So Loman was following the intelligent unit, Ramsey's intelligent unit, and Harley got in the car with him, and she called and said, what is this? And the domestic violence it was a domestic violence call, but it's part of Ramsey's people. So
he told him to hit the bricks when they got there.
Do you think there would be consequences or a warning for?
I think so, because right now, or for at least at the end of this episode, we see that he's in the cell, and they were like, so he's either waiting for his helpers, the IA unit, or just a lawyer. I feel like it's going to be the officers to come. But if we even backtrack when they went back to pull him and the girlfriend over, was he giving Lowman money?
Yeah, he tried to bribe him.
That's what, okay, they both looked at each other. So I'm thinking they're about to uncover whatever drug deal or whatever thing that they have going on with that guy, and he's part of it. So yeah, I think it's all going to come around eventually.
It's definitely going to be consequences for sure. It seems like Ramsey is all for that. Anytime you step on his people or mess up his plan, he got something in return for you real quick. Right. So.
That's the totality of this show. Like, no matter which side you're on, there's a consequence somehow for whatever you do. Yeah.
Right. It's like a domino effect.
Do you guys feel like in this episode, do you think that Harley trying to be the good cop is actually helping out, or is it hurting?
It's probably hurting her more because she's done so much dirt and she feels guilt. I think Nava's death is what has really stuck the nail in her coffin, that she actually lost someone she really, really loved. It's besides Christina. So I feel like she's trying to, number one, untaint how she brought Lowman in, corrupted him in the beginning of the seasons or the series of the show. And then secondly, all the wrong that she's doing, I feel like it's karma. It's coming back to her. And she feels like that, too. So I feel like she's now trying to reverse everything that has been done. But I think it's going to come again. They're both always going to come to a point where they have to choose good or bad. And for the greater good of their team, they're going to have to go bad.
This is
they're
like when you left. Have right. a bomb sweater and it has that little string on it and you pull it and it just like
unravels everything else, like, and you like
next thing you know you're like, I don't have a top, like
a bomb sweater
on?
You know, but just kind of the stitching just out.
It's exactly like
there.
That it's like it's just thread by thread. Yeah, like it was, it's a beautiful picture, but you try to fix it by pulling one little thing and it's just a domino effect. Everything's
because you love the interaction, the sensitivity, the vulnerability between her and Lowman. Mm-hmm. I love it. But then again, it's that good versus evil on their shoulders and how they've been changed as cops from when they first initially wanted to come in and do right, which is a protector.
Yeah, right.
Serve.
Yeah.
That's not really what they're doing.
No.
Right. And I feel Lowman always has struggled with that through all the seasons. He's always been the one that really struggled with, should I do good? Should I do bad? So I do agree. I do like the dynamic of them coming together and her trying to fight that same conscience, like, do I do good? Do I do bad? I do agree. But speaking of trying to get Waz to get the team back together, he is doing the most this episode.
Waz, can Waz just sit down?
He does the most every episode.
He looks like he needs to
have a seat or he won't be able to stand ever again.
Yeah, no, this episode, I was like, Waz, you really have to just
relax. Just take a day
corner.
Off.
Yes, really.
He does.
Watch AfterBuzz TV at home with your friends and your family.
Or listen on iTunes as well.
Yes, that part.
He definitely does. So Harley goes to help him out. He sees his daughter, Annie, from, you know, she was the previous episodes, but he sees her, and it's really Harley calling out to him while he just got beat up, which I saw you guys talk about last week. I saw you guys
got beat up. He got his whooped.
But he covered it this week, even when he put the gun to the priest's head, like, he just sees darkness. He doesn't see anything else.
No.
Like, he has really nothing to live for but this team. So, I guess my question is kind of like, do you feel like Waz continuing to do what he's doing, is it hurting him or is it really his survival? Or,
well, first, I wanted more of the flashback from him and his daughter. I wanted that to go a little bit deeper before we transitioned into Harley.
It was good. Yeah.
I thought she was going to give him some type of advice, some type of guidance, his promise to me or something to help him kind of like...
Or a do better.
Yeah, exactly.
Do better, daddy.
So I was kind of a little annoyed by that in the show. But I do like the correlation from daughter to daughter in sense, because he thinks of Harley as his
daughter.
And she was there to, again, protect him, to pick him back up, to figure out what was going on. So.
I love that observation.
I didn't think about that. That's really good one.
I did too. I saw that too. Like the more daughter, because he's been calling her his daughter forever now. Right. So I did like that transition. It was really cool.
But I don't think there's I don't know if there's anything that can really hurt him. I mean, Nate, if they don't get Nate under control, which I don't think is going to happen.
No.
That's going to probably be the thing that's going to flip him over or take him over.
Nate is a journalist.
But there's nothing.
He's not letting that bone go.
I don't think so. Not at all. I don't think there's anything other than that that will stop him from whatever madness he's going to be chasing after or trying to deal with at all.
Right. I think he's just trying to uncover. I feel like it's a Christina type situation. He's just trying to uncover all these, because he's starting to get things about his dad, so now he's just starting to uncover everything about Waz, because he feels like he's been lied to when so much has happened.
Well, yeah, he's been lied to for, I mean, the whole show.
And a lot has happened, and they've all been involved, like the shots
on the wall,
yeah, mm-hmm. in the house. I mean, so I feel like Nate is going to continue to dig, like, he's...
Yeah.
But he is the one that I feel that he... To me, he is the one that definitely is like, hey, dad, you need to straighten up, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. And he kind of calls him out on his stuff.
I think Waz...
No.
Nate better relax. Run up, get done up. You might want to relax. You just don't know where you're poking the bear. What kind of bear? If it's a black bear, a panda bear, like a koala bear. Like, know your bear. Don't poke a bear if you don't know the bear. Just saying.
It's just really evident that Nate's not going to stop until he gets his answer. It's all he wants is an answer. But with Waz, I agree with you, Twila. He doesn't really know, like, he doesn't really have nothing to live for. So he doesn't know what he's doing is bad or good or anything, but there's no stopping Waz either. So it's like, once this quest is already done, he's going to have another one, I think. So it's going to keep going on and on and on and on. I don't think what he's doing now is breaking him. I think he would be smarter to include everyone instead of keeping secrets. There's always secrets going on. And as we see, Tufo had to find out the hard way about his brother, Wallace. Right. And it's just always just so many, like, things going on with Waz. And Waz, I think, needs to be more open with himself. If he's more open with everyone else, they could probably be a better team.
Like, there's no, like, trust and transparency start with the same letter for a reason. And you're just not being transparent. You know, I'd be having life advice. You're not being transparent with the team of people that you're leading. And then what we saw today with his brother, with
Wallace and Tufo.
Yeah. We are getting mad. To that.
Okay. Sorry, I can't, I can't read that. The board as far.
No. No, but yeah, so I guess, you know, like you said, transparency and trust go together. And clearly, Waz right now is not being transparent
or
and cannot be, trusted, because we see how he tries to recruit Tufo's brother, Wallace. And Tufo was like, okay, I'm cool with it. He had to talk to him about it. He was like, okay, I'm cool with it. And they have a setup. He goes in and basically it's a setup.
Well, let's back up. Yeah. I'm mad because I want a Tufo to go dumb, mad, crazy,
to
stupid.
Shut it down.
Like,
oh, yeah. Well, he's about to shut it down.
I was like, oh, he finally about to find out.
He was almost there.
He got Espada to tell him everything that's happened. He zooming in the car to find out where they're at. And then he's like, it was just real mellow. And he was like, well, trying to rationalize with his brother. And his brother broke him down. And he was like, well, let's go. I was disappointed.
Well, it was that part. I feel like it was that part when he was like, it makes me feel like a superhero. And that's what hit Tufo. Because, like, he's been a hero. He's been a hero. He's been a cop. There was probably one time where he was a good cop. Mm-hmm. So his brother has been on the streets in jail. He hasn't gotten that, where people...
He doesn't feel a steam about himself.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then plus, Tufo always looks up to his brother anyways. No matter how much wrong he has done, like, that's his big brother. So
I thought... I'm with him when he said, because he is a parolee. And like you said, if he gets caught, he's going to jail. And it's going to take him two times the pressure, the money, the time, whatever it is, to get him out for whatever he's caught up with them in. It's only so far that they can really help him if he gets caught or one way or another. So I was just mad.
And he's already
used drugs
from this.
He doesn't know that yet. This cliffhanger of the episode that I also was mad about.
I was like, No, you didn't, Jennifer Lopez.
I screamed. I did the same thing. And all the other executive producers. So we don't know what happened inside and who was screaming on the phone when Tufo dropped his phone and they ran into the building. So what's to say now? You want to be superhero or Superman, and now you go in there and maybe you're shot, maybe you're dead. What?
But he wasn't like strapped or nothing, was he?
Yeah, they gave him a gun, right?
Did they?
I don't think they did.
No. They actually took it and gave it to Tufo and said, y'all deal it out. So that's a good question.
Yeah, so I don't think...
And even if he did have a gun, it was like one gun.
Yeah.
And probably a lot more guns than others.
It was too much.
It could be. It definitely could be. And that's how the show basically ended, with that cliffhanger. Did you ladies... Were you ladies surprised?
No. Yes.
I was mad. Was surprised with the cliffhanger? Or
yeah, with him, like, getting, basically with him being actually trapped. Yeah, being trapped.
Like, getting set up. I wasn't
I wasn't surprised at all. Not at all. You could see it coming. I mean, look at Harley and Lil Man pretty much walking all over their tracks and stuff. Like, it was just, to me, it was just there. It was just there. I think Ramsey said all that.
And I believe you, and I believe that's why Harley ran over there, because Cole, they are working together. They're trying to stop whatever big triangle of events are about to happen. But I didn't realize, I was so in tuned into the show, I didn't realize my time was up. So when they ran in there, and then my credits started rolling, I was like, no, wait, what?
Wait a minute.
That's why I was surprised that it went to the end like that.
And I heated up some food, exactly. And I was like, wait, there's no more?
That's why I was surprised. I thought we would at least get a little inkling of maybe
we didn't even hear no pop figure, nothing.
A body figure laying down, and it might look like Wallace to like intrigue us to what could or couldn't happen for next season, next show. Yeah.
I thought we kind of had a little glimpse of what was going on.
I did too when they hit him and he threw down the phone.
Yeah, after the credits had hit, they're like, so next week on.
Oh, I didn't.
And
I was eating wings.
They showed all of that, and we kind of have a little idea of what happens.
Right, exactly. Which takes us into news.
Yes.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Shades of Blue News is going to be all about Harley, also known as J-Lo, this week.
From the block.
Yes, definitely. So, you all know, if you don't know, that she will be a contestant again. Not a contestant, but she's a judge on the show World of Dance. And we can all look for her after Shades of Blue ends on season 3 when that comes back around, definitely. She also has a residency that's going to be until September 29th. So, if you're looking to go to Vegas or you're in Vegas and you want to see her All I Have residency at Planet Hollywood in Vegas, go check her out. The likes of Justin Timberlake, Kerry Washington, Kevin Hart have been to see her. Have all been
Leslie
all good
Jones
reviews.
Went off. You saw that on Instagram.
No, she did.
She went off. She was dancing and everything. She had a great time. It was awesome.
So that's what everyone says. And she's doing all of her hits, of course, old, new, and all.
She has some hits, boy.
Does she?
She does.
She has some hits.
She definitely does.
And you know, one other thing.
She's a great entertainer.
As being a judge on World of Dance, which she also executive produced, she's getting her coins, let me tell you.
All that NBC money.
She, great. Judge because her background wasn't with
music as or
dancing.
Acting. She's a
dancer. So yeah, mm-hmm. Like she going back to where she's always created
Fly
her creativity from.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right.
And live in color. So the last thing also about Jennifer Lopez is that she's set to leave a live version of the musical called Bye Bye Birdie for NBC.
Oh, wow.
And it's due sometime in 2019. So sadly, we see now just everything that she has going on in her life and why she kind of had to put the axe on Shades of Blue. Right. Which again, I'm deeply upset about, but we do just give you an update on where else you can follow her after Shades of Blue is over.
Yay.
So hope you guys continue follow her and give her more updates on where she may be.
You said it's a live musical?
A live musical. Oh. A live version of the musical.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, cool. I mean, lastly, her birthday. Speaking of birthdays, month's in July. See what she does for her birthday, which will be on July 24th. So also, you know, follow her for that. You know, she's probably going to go somewhere and do something big.
We're going to link up together. Like, and I called her the other day. We're linking up for our birthdays. Okay. For cancer, so we're linking
Hello.
Up together.
Well, I just want you to send the invite this way.
I'd like to all four.
Yeah.
No, I'll like text you guys and let you know how it
looks. Oh, okay. Got it.
That's how we rolling now.
Well, right. I'm going to be like stalling and creeping out and like, you know, hiding out while you guys are having fun.
Oh, a creeper.
And you know, the last thing, we can also just catch her out while she's, you know, living her bomb daily life, dating Alex Rodriguez and whatever they may or may not be doing out in the world. And we can get a snapshot into her relationship. So that's what we have for news on Shades of Blue.
Well, thank you.
Okay. That was some little juicy news.
I like that one.
Yeah, that was cute news.
Thank you.
Which takes us right into our segment, which is Did You Know?
Did You Know?
Uh-oh. Did You Know?
Did You Know? Did You Know?
Which, where we discuss some of the craziest laws in the United States from different states, California, other places. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. You want to go first?
I
feel like you're ready for yours.
I'm always like,
she has a computer.
Yes, I'm ready for it.
Mommy, pick me. Okay. Whew.
This is definitely your music,
the
too.
Music.
You got her.
You guys don't know that this is my song.
Oh,
why this is my song, I don't know, but it's my song. Anyways. So, did you guys know that it is a law for women not to drive in a house coat? If you're pulled over driving a house coat, you can get fined for that.
Where?
In California, by the way. This is in California.
Okay. Yeah. Really?
Crazy, right?
That's weird. I mean, that
bothered me because me personally, I'm always on the go. So I'm constantly changing sometimes in my car.
Yeah.
So if I want to wear a robe, I can't just drive in the robe in peace. It's cold outside in the morning. You know, like, why can't I just be cozy?
Because it's California. You have to be fashionable, not cozy.
Yeah.
It's the land of look
Anyways,
good.
Ladies, if you're watching right now, look
good. I'll be looking a hot mess.
Do not wear a robe or a house coat or anything. Make sure you're fully clothed when you're driving anywhere in California.
Unless they want to be riding dirty like Chameleonaire, then, you know, why not?
Right.
So I picked a law from my home state of New Jersey.
Okay,
Jersey. Okay, so I want you guys to know that in New Jersey, it's against the law to slurp on your soup.
Oh.
It's against the law to slurp on your soup. Yes, sis. It's against the law to slurp on your soup.
What about your coffee?
Yeah.
Or tea?
I don't want to hear anybody slurp, crunch, smack, or scrape their teeth against the fork while they're eating. It drives me crazy. All those things should be against the law.
What if they have, like, problems with their mouth, like an overbite or something that kind of controls that stuff? I'm looking out for everyone with disabilities here.
The only way I give it to you is if your teeth are too big to fit in your mouth. Then I'll give it to you.
That's not... But I'm here to tell you, I slurp when it's hot.
Oh.
Only when it's hot?
When it's hot.
So when it's cold, you don't slurp?
No.
Like, blow it.
Why is that?
And then
I don't know. Because I think I like... I don't know. Especially, I like really cold water. So I don't... Ooh. But... I slurp my soup if it's hot or my tea.
I do a real big
slurp with my tea.
But you know, it's like, we all know who's going to jail in New Jersey. Monique, okay?
I think, if you're in Europe, though, they don't want to hear or see you do that either. So, I mean, I don't know about it being illegal and against the law.
It's more like a Marsha Jackson Conley thing. Like, what sound is that you're making at this table? I don't know, Mom. And now it's like, I can't take it when people make noise when they eat.
I'm with you on that one, though. Especially the slurping. I'm like, yeah.
It's a name for it.
But even when you have hot tea, you don't flirt.
When you say people making noise when they're eating, like, what about the crunchy smacking stuff? Like, mm-mm. Cereal?
No, ma'am.
I just want to say...
You can come over and have dinner anytime.
I just want to say, when I'm eating crunch berries, okay, it's hard. It's crunchy. You don't hear it. My mouth is closed, but you hear the crunch. That's what they call crunch berries.
Well, crunch your berries over there.
Smacking and crunching, I have to say no to.
I'm just saying.
Because I hate people who crunch ice. Oh,
that too, yeah.
Oh, I love ice.
So Jazzy can't come nowhere to eat.
Me and her are going to jail in Jersey. So
yeah.
So the law I had is actually in Idaho. I thought it was super funny. It's illegal to give your significant other a box of chocolates over 50 pounds.
What?
Yeah.
That law was made because someone didn't receive a gift on Valentine's Day.
It do sound like a better Betty law.
Yeah, you know?
It does.
I think it was like a petty law. I don't know.
As much as it takes to make a law and to find out that these things that we talk about are actually laws is quite upsetting. But then I think, like, maybe they've been lost for a long time. But
there was
anything better to do to tell people not to do.
Right.
That slurping soup. But it is against the law to pump gas in New Jersey. That's a real thing.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say
that
one.
I love that in Jersey, though.
Yeah. So I never...
In the winter months, I just learned to pump gas. Like, just pull up, let them handle your business and keep it moving.
That should be everywhere.
That should really be everywhere.
It's amazing. You roll your window down, you just say, can I have 10? You don't have to walk in somewhere and be like, can I get 10 on 5? Like, I can't remember the pump that I was at. It's ridiculous. No.
Well,
sorry, y'all.
We have given you lots of information today.
Indeed.
I know. So this wraps it up, ladies. Let them know where they can find you.
Oh, you gotta get my predictions.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Because I got predictions.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was my fault. Predictions.
Felicia.
Yes, now she was excited to do the. So we're gonna let you go first.
Yeah, okay. So I predict that his brother is gonna get smoked. I think it's over for him.
For Wallace. Yes,
and I believe this is going to cause a huge rift in the group, not just because it was
Tufo.
Tufo. I want to call him Too Short so bad. It's not because just because it was his brother.
He's not blowing no whistles.
I know. What's my favorite word? Like, don't say it like short. So, sorry, we're on the West Coast. But no, I think it's going to cause a rift in that whole group because first off, he wasn't supposed to know his brother was even involved in this. And then, like, now this information is finding out it's going into, and they're working on separately. And it's just going to be a mess because now somebody's, another life is lost because of miscommunication, them not working together as a team, so on and so forth. So.
Is he dead in the warehouse in your prediction, do you think?
Or? I think he's dead in a hospital.
Okay.
Like, I think there's hope, and then there's, like, a struggle with them in the hospital because that's, like, a lot of drama, right? And then, unfortunately, he's not going to make it.
I think next episode it's gonna be even more intense. I think someone's gonna get hurt, and not clearly not just Wallace, because we've seen a little bit what happened with him this episode. But I think it's gonna be one of the innocent ones, like either Nate or with Christina.
Oh God, I think my boot name.
You was a square up on me.
Sorry, yeah. With my hands down.
Yeah, I think something bad happened to them. I don't know if they're gonna get killed. I don't know what, but I think it's Harley's gonna be at them, and that next episode Harley's gonna see Stahl like in real life. So I don't know.
I'm with you on that. Harley somehow is gonna actually see Stahl and know that he's actually alive. I think he's gonna come after. They're going to meet up, and he's going to see Cole or Christina. I don't know who he's going to go after.
Maybe Gina, because her and Gina are still friends.
Yeah, I forgot about her, too. Yeah, so one of those three is going to help, and she's going to finally realize that he is alive, which is going to distract her from everything that's going on at work and with her and Lomi trying to take down AI and come back to this trauma and stalkerish situation with Stahl. But then I also leaves Loman to deal with the AI stuff, IA stuff with himself by himself. And I think they're gonna come after him. The only thing is we don't see more Loman's life. So brother, family, mother, cousin, nobody's
really good.
How did you come at him in another angle?
Yeah.
You did they cash you next week?
She plays this girl on the show. Right. We had no idea.
Right.
So nobody would know. So for your safety, that's what it is. Okay. So I don't know how they're going to come after Loman, or they're just going to come after him head on, and which I'm scared about too. So those are my two predictions.
So I predicted that Wallace is not going to die. Okay. I don't think that he's going to die. Yeah. I don't think that he's going to die. I think that Cole and Harley are going to have a little hookup. And I think that I don't know what's really going to happen, but I'm not really sure if Stahl is going to, at this point, going to take Harley's attention, because I feel like with the intelligence unit messing with Christina, that's going to be a lot of drama right there.
Yeah.
Because now she has to decide if she's going to stay good cop or she's going to go back to bad cop. So those are just my few predictions. Yes.
Well, I do want to give a quick shout out to our live chat. Perfect I'm Not said, I wonder how the situation with Christina will turn out. Just like we all will, because something, I don't know, I get this vibe something's going to happen with Christina. And then also, someone else had tweeted out that this episode is getting really more intense, and Jennifer Lopez retweeted saying, you haven't seen nothing yet. So
that's why I'm so disappointed. This is a really good written, directed show, and the intensity comes every episode and three angles, different people, different characters, so I'm just really upset that it's ending. I'm sorry, I can't nothing to bring it back, but yeah, I'm sorry.
The tear emoji.
I'll probably say it every other episode until it's done. If you can't come back with the same writers, directors, and actors, then just kill it. I'm okay with that one. Okay. Yeah.
Now we can wrap it up.
Yay.
We're done with all our predictions. Ladies, tell them where they can find you.
You can find me on all social media platforms at I'm Jazzy, IMJAZZIEE.
Come chat with Tequila at Tequila _IAM.
You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle, and Monday nights at 7 o'clock on Houses of Potomac, as well as Thursday at 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, Grown Up Hip Hop. Oh, and tomorrow, Love at First Sight, Married at First Sight. It's going to be 2 hours tomorrow.
Congrats. Right.
Thanks. Yeah. It's starting at 8 o'clock.
And I'm Monique Loveless, and you can find me on all social media platforms at Miss Mo Loveless. That's MS Mo Loveless. And you can also catch me at 7 p.m. tomorrow, which is Wednesday, on Total Bellas. So, yeah, we have fun.
Girl,
ladies.
Tomorrow is Tuesday.
Oh, Wednesday, my schedule is messed up because I work from home. So, Wednesday, you can catch me at 7 p.m. on Total Bellas. So, make sure you tune into that too. And make sure you come back and see us next week.
Same time.
We love having you guys, and thank you for tuning in.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.